I want to ask you about the wagons and stuff like that. We hadn't talked about wagons and I want to talk to you about the land around here too. And
mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about the land around here. I have some questions about
mm-hmm.
some things like that.
Yeah.
That you'll see. I think you know these things.
Huh?
I think these things you know. They're just
Had them to come around and ask us a few questions,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
about all the making soap and such as that. There was a boy come here a while back and wanted to know a few old things, and we told him, but
mm-hmm.
We didn't have to tell him near as much as yourn. Of course, you have a lot of questions in your
mm-hmm. book. I have a lot of questions
He just had a few old short line of questions for the school
mm-hmm.
somewhere down there. Find out a few things about old timers.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about when you were carrying, I guess now your wife would be doing this, but carrying the washing out to hang it out on the line,
mm-hmm.
what would you carry it out there in?
A pan and hang them on the clothesline.
A lot of time long ago, we'd stack them up on the rub board and take them
mm-hmm.
out there, and now they put them in a basket.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about nails? What would nails come in? What did nails come in?
Oh, they come in a keg.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what did they put around a barrel to hold the staves in place?
Yeah, they put an iron hook or
uh-huh.
tin, whatever.
Well, what about in the top of a bottle so that it wouldn't spill out? So put something down in the top of a bottle. What would they put?
Well, cork.
Mm-hmm.
You used corn cob for a lot of corks long ago.
Oh, they would?
Cork the bottle, but you didn't have no bottle much. A big bound jug.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about a musical instrument that they put up to their mouth and play like this?
Mm-hmm. French harp, Jewish harp.
Yeah. Now, what would you pound your nails with?
Hammer.
Get a hammer, a hatchet, pole axe, just anything, a rock sometime back long ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, now, on a wagon, that part that would go up in between the horses?
A wagon tongue.
The wagon tongue, double trees on it, horse hook to it, and away we go.
Well, now, what about on a buggy, the part that you would hitch the horse up to on a buggy, what would that be called?
I don't know, they used to have shafts, one horse in the shaft, and get his whip and start down the road, one horse buggy, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of them had two horses.
Now you said that a double tree was that they used.
Mm-hmm.
Now what would they have in front of the double tree?
Yeah, they have two single trees hooked on the end of it and have that double tree on your tongue, and then you hook the single tree on each end,
mm-hmm.
double tree, and
mm-hmm.
have a neck yoke, hook your horse to it, put them in there, and gear and hook them to them single trees.
On the end of the tongue was a neck yoke.
Put up your neck yoke.
Uh-huh.
Neck yoke, put a bucket, put your